Well, hi, everyone. This is Rem Jackson, and welcome. Welcome to the Top Practices Summer Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop. Now, some of you that are listening to this session today and are working with me all summer on your business development goals will recognize much of what we do from your previous efforts. Some things you won't recognize because they're different, and some things are new. Some things never change, some things do change. But one thing that is definitely new is that there's a dual focus this summer. I will be running simultaneous tracks for owner-operator, that's the doctor-owner, from their point of view. And secondly, I will have a second call that is for the staff members and their particular point of view. If you're an associate doctor, I think you can make your own choice about which way you want to go, but I would recommend that you go with the doctor owner side of it because you are at all times, I think, an aspiring owner at some point. So I just wanted to make sure you're clear about all of that. Next, I want to let you know that the goal of this entire program is twofold. First, what I'm trying to do is to prepare you really to just be able to hit the ground sprinting at this year's Top Practices Summit. And I just want to give you all those tools that you have to have in order, you know, not to get knocked off your game, hit the summit, get all those ideas and already be moving at a high rate instead of thinking now it's the time for me to get geared up. Secondly, I want to help you develop the habit and the skill of doing your key planning and business development during the summer. The summer is a 12-week period, and it starts on Memorial Day and it ends on Labor Day. Which is the last Monday in May and the first Monday in September, by the way, for my Canadians and my Australians. And, of course, I do recognize that winter in the southern hemisphere is actually summer here. So for those of you that are down under, please make that particular seasonal adjustment yourselves. I'll be doing it during summer here in the northern hemisphere. So we're going to be getting organized, and that's the next session that's coming. What we will be working on there is really an extraordinary tool, in my opinion, to getting organized, getting what should be on your should-do list, not your could-do list, but your should-do list. Or, by the way, for those of you that have done this once or twice in the past, it's all about recommitting to your should-do list. Let's do it again. Let's get after it, and let's get going. But today's first session on this opener is all about your intentions. It's all about your why. If you don't start out with why, you'll get knocked off your path at some point, maybe very quickly, maybe in a little while, but certainly things, the world will conspire against you at some point to knock you off your path. I promise you it happens to all of us. Even with your really big whys, on your, like your big trouble spots, the ones that you just are, you're always saying, I wish I could get my handle on that. I'm just not doing that. Whatever that is for you. You know, big or small things can slow you down or even stop you. You know, everyone knows my goals for my health and my weight loss. My why for that is very easy for me to put into very specific terms. I have imagined this over and over. I want to see my grandchildren graduate from high school or even higher. And I don't have any grandchildren yet. I was doing really well, and I broke my ribs on January 26th, 2016 at 8 a.m. in the morning. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, talk about a setback for that particular goal. And then because I was set back legitimately, I mean, I tried multiple times to, you know, go back to my yoga program and just work on my health. And, you know, you just get out of it. And most of us don't even know, none of us know why. Why did I get serious? Why did I fall off? It just seems to happen. But I want to tell you, it happens to all of us. And because I have such a specific and clear. I mean, what I've often imagined, and I imagine this all the time when I think I don't want to work out. I can imagine Diane, you know, 20 plus years in the future, whenever it is, at that graduation with my daughters and you know, the various and sundries that are there, all the family, and saying, you know, your father would have really loved this. He would just have been so happy to be here. I don't want that to happen. So that one makes it real. And you got to find one of those for you. Isn't that a gut check thing to think, oh, man, that would be terrible. I want to be there going, this is awesome. And I just don't want to be the guy that didn't make it. Now, if it's in the Lord's plan that I don't make it, then so be it. That's fine. I'm at peace with that. But I don't want to like help it. And so anyway, business challenges are going to hit you all the time. Listen, I promise you, people are going to quit. They're going to quit. Good people are going to quit in your practice, sometimes all at once. Associates are going to quit. People are going to betray you. I see this very often, much more than I would have ever really have imagined. People will betray you. Institutions are going to mess with you. Letters are going to come. Bigger issues, illness, divorce, much, 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 much more. It is not easy to stay focused. And if you don't know your why, your very big why, then you won't be able to remind yourself, I'm doing this so I can see my kids graduate from high school, God willing. I'm doing this so that I can hire that associate and have the lifestyle that I want and not just work, work, work harder and harder, God willing. And so that's the purpose of this why. Now, attached to this session, you're going to find a document that is it's about your why. It's session number one, understanding your why. And so here's the questions that I really want you to engage with and think about over the next 2 weeks. And by the way, this workshop has a bonus attached to it at the top, if you'll notice on the page where you access this call. Most of these calls are going to be relatively short, easy to get in, get out. That call's about an hour. That's the only one that'll be like that. It's a bonus call from a mastermind session that I did by myself recently, preparing all the mastermind members and top practices to get ready for this session, basically making the point about why the concept of making summer your business development and goal setting time, the 12-week period where that's what you do. And I'm not suggesting we don't have our wonderful summers. We're all going to have those too. I have a vacation planned this summer that is very exciting to me. I'm going. But I'm doing all of this right along with you because there simply is no better time. There is no better 12-week period. Not the traditional beginning of the year, not the second traditional, now it's the fall and I better get serious time. Nothing like the summer to really give you that peace of mind and get you going. So this summer, now we're going to be doing these in just about 2 week increments. And some of you are going to feel like, come on, Rem, I'd want to speed this up. I want to get going. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to take the time with me this summer. Do this deeply and do this well. And when we do this together, then you're going to find, I think you'll get a lot more out of it. And you'll be up, ready, and really locked and loaded by the time we meet in the fall at the summit. So here's the essential questions that you need to think about. What is the purpose of my career? And the second part of that, why do you go to work every day? It can't just be because I have patients scheduled. It can't be because I have to make money somehow. There has to be something bigger, more important to you for your why. With all of the goals that we'll work on, you know, what is it? What is the why of that goal? We're going to want to do that on every one of these because it's what's going to make it stick. But here's the thing. What is the purpose of your career? And, you know, I want to give you a little thought about that. I've been talking to members and, you know, especially when you're in your 40s or thereabouts, you know, you really start to question the passion and the purpose. Because now we're doing okay. We're working hard. We're having some success. And then things can start to feel pretty routine. And that happens to almost everybody. And I've been coaching people through that from time to time. And part of that is remembering why. What are the blessings, the unbelievable blessings that your career has provided to you, that makes possible for you, and prepares you for the rest of all of your life so that you can always do that? Why are you going to work? What does it really mean to you? Number two, what do you get out of it? What do you get out of it? That's important, because it can't be everybody else gets something out of it. What do you get out of it? What do you think you should get out of it? You know, there might be a discrepancy there. Is there a difference in those two answers, what you're getting out of it and what you really think you should have gotten out of it when you went to podiatry school to begin with? And if yes, there is a difference, why do you think that's there? Why do you think there is a difference? What needs to change in order to reconcile those differences? Because you're going to have to do it. You have to ask yourself this question, which I learned recently from Dan Totaro, who is Tina Del Buono's brother. And it's actually in the Top Practices Mastermind library, and it's all about resiliency. But you know, you have to ask yourself this question. If I were to keep up things exactly the way they are now, would I be able to sustain that for the next 20 years? That's a big one. What needs to change in order to reconcile these differences? And then what are you going to do to make that happen? That's one of the things that we're going to really talk about this summer, is how can we get very specific about those things so we can make that happen? What tools will you use to make that happen? What people will help you make that happen? And why should they care? Number nine, how will you see if you get off track? How are you going to know? Because that's the problem, like I alluded to at the beginning. We get off track, we don't even notice. And all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, I'm 25 pounds heavier and I wasn't paying any attention. That happens to me. I don't know about you, but it happens to me. And then how will you get back on track? By the way, summer reading, great suggested read by me is Simon Sinek's, S-I-N-E-K, Simon Sinek's Start With Why. That is a tremendous, inspirational, excellent, excellent book. So start with why. Because if you don't know why, it will be truly impossible to effectively get to the hows and the whats that you're going to be focusing on later. This is the mission of the Summer Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop. It's and just so you know, this year we're going to do it like this. As I said, there'll be a bonus that you can listen to explaining summer, explaining the whole idea about why summer makes sense. And I try to put a little bit of that, you know, your father would have loved this stuff in there for you if you hit, you know, the end of the year and you're like, man, I could have had this all done. It could be awesome, and here I am again. So listen to that and get a nice set with that. I think you'll enjoy it. But session number one, which you're in right now, understanding your why. Session number two will be how to get organized and prioritized so that you can begin to execute on your goals. And then creating smart, focused goals that serve you and your family, part one. Part two, then session number five, understanding and implementing the tools you can use to keep you and your team communicating and on track in pursuit of those goals, designing perfect execution plans that allow you and your team to get things done so you can hit your goals, getting you ready for the summit, using practice metrics as radar and making the necessary adjustments to stay on track to hit your goals, getting you ready for the summit and using your metrics, and then finally, ready for takeoff, the final summit preparation checklist, August 30. So this first session, as I said, it's essential for your ultimate success and sustainability. Without your why, you can't keep going. That's why we struggle. And be sure to get it done before the next session. I mean, I will say this again. If you do this over the entire summer and you don't like start on August 15th, which people do, or September 1, you're going to be giving yourself, your family, your staff, and ultimately your patients an enormous gift. because you will be really organized, set up like you've never been before to have more success and achievement and peace of mind than you've ever had before. So look, I'm looking forward to this. Thank you for going on this journey with me. I'm doing it right along with you. I have learned that this is the time to do it, and I can't wait. Thanks, everyone. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.